What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth does indeed adore him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. You know, this is another evening where we're getting ready to tap into God and pray. Believe God for the miraculous. Believe him to be a prayer answering God and believe him to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We're praying every day, and there's a reason we're praying. Why are we praying? Because we understand that God can do nothing on earth until somebody does what? Praise. That's exactly correct. So I keep telling you that I have to push that. And again, I know that a lot of times I seem extremely redundant, but I have to do that because I understand that faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing by the what? Word of God. All right? So I understand that everything that happens on earth is illegal. Okay? Things can happen. All right? But it's illegal until prayer goes out. God said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap that I might not destroy the land. That means that God's will was not to destroy. That's a very strong conversation and something that I do attempt try to communicate to certain individuals, and I try to really get them to get it and understand it, that just because it happens, it doesn't mean it's God's will. Are you hearing me? I'm going to say it again. I said, just because it happens doesn't mean it's God's will. There is so much that is happening that does not have to happen. But the only reason that it does happen is because what? Nobody prays. How many situations happened in the life of your family, in the life of your church, in your ministry? How many opportunities have you missed because you didn't pray? How many times did the enemy come in like a flood? How many attacks have happened in your life all because you did not pray? All right. So God is just, and something wrong, he has to deal with it. All right. Because God is just. So when calamity comes, and that was under that old covenant, whenever something was done wrong because of sin had not been dealt with, God had to deal with it. And the only one who could stop it, who can hold it back, is an intercessor. All right. When we don't intercede, the advantage of the enemy is going to happen in your life. It's going to happen in your church. It's going to happen in the life of your pastor, in the life of your business, all because you didn't pray. 2 Corinthians 2:11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. We are not ignorant of his devices. So you must understand that prayer cannot be an option, and it cannot be something that you just do. Right. You must understand that every time you pray, you are in a battle, that there's a war going on. Are you listening to me? I hope you are. There's a war going on. Armies were deployed to go after a 2-year-old boy. Why? Because Moses, when he was born, a decree was made to kill all of the male seed. Why? Because of the destiny of God that was in or on Moses' life. The devil was not after Moses. The devil could care less about Moses. It was the assignment. It was the opportunity. It was the will of God. It was the deliverance of the children of Israel that the enemy was trying to stop. He wasn't trying to stop Moses. He was trying to stop the children of Israel from being delivered. That's why that storm broke out when Jesus got ready to head to the other side. Why did the storm break out? One reason, because the devil did not want that man who was a demoniac to be free. Wanted him to keep his legion. Wanted him to be tormented. So guess what the devil did? Started a storm. And there are storms that are happening in your life right now. And the reason the storms are happening is because of the anointing, the grace, the favor, the power that is upon your life. So the devil went after Moses. And what did he do? He said, I'm going to kill everybody. I want him dead. This assignment is so powerful, I want him dead before he gets here. So when you see kids that the devil is fighting, your son, your daughter, your niece and nephew, that the enemy is doing everything he can to destroy them, it's because they're the one that's carrying the promise. Or when you see a mother who's dealing with all kind of stuff and attacks that premature baby, that premature little boy, that premature little girl, those attacks that child went through in the womb, I can speak for myself. They said to my mother, it'd be a 1 in a million chance before you ever have another child. But my mama interceded. Yay! Hallelujah. That's what she did. She interceded. Lord, grant unto me a child. I'll give him back to you. She prayed a Hannah prayer. And God honored it. But the enemy was after me from a child, even as a little boy in the front yard of my grandmother Mary's house. Someone tried to kidnap me. Not because of me. Not because I'm handsome and good looking. Of course I am. But that's not why. The enemy was after me because he saw KCC Houston. He saw KCC Charlotte. He saw KCC Jacksonville. He saw the nations of the earth. He saw this prayer call. Now, the devil couldn't see it, but it had been prophesied. You understand? There's a prophecy that went forth in the spirit realm. And so now the enemy knows what God's plan is for my life. And because he knows it, his job is to attack me. Ah! Alabo Shanda. One of the admins around me gave me a very strong word. I believe that was either last night or today. It may be one of the only things she's ever told me that was from God. That's not true. But she gave me a very strong word. And I receive it. And guess what? The minute she gave me that word, told me that God said 2022 is the year of the name change for me. I received that. I received that, Abram to Abraham. I received that. Jacob to Israel. I received that. All right? I received that, Saul to Paul, Simon to Peter. I received that. I honestly do. But as soon as I got that word, I went into warfare. I went into prayer because I know that if that is true, it is the job of the enemy to stop it, to block it, to hinder it from coming to pass. There is demonic concentration on your child, on that individual, on that business, on your talent, on your gift, on your mind, on your attitude. Because if you get it right, you're going to be a game changer. There's an attack against your son and an attack against your daughter and an attack against your family. Why? Because you're a game changer. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There it is. I feel the anointing. You're game changers. And if the enemy can get you to give up and not pray, and not decree the purpose and the plan of God for your life, he got you. I'm trying to motivate in you a passion for prayer. You got to put up a fight. You got to put up a fight and command a release. Yay! Halabashata. So let's pray that and make that our first prayer. We're commanding a release of every child, every business, every pastor in church that is under satanic contention. Come on, day. Edema Shakuna Makisa. You got to command a release. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. I command a release of everything in my life that is under satanic contention. Be released. Be released. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that you hear me when I pray. And because you hear me when I pray, I thank you that right now under this anointing, every child, every father, every son, every daughter, and every man, boy, and girl who is under satanic bondage, who is in the prison of Satan, who is under satanic contention, who is bound by demonic concentration, I command them to be loose from that bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Every individual in my family, every individual on my bloodline, hey, that is under satanic contention, that is in prison, that is bound by an addiction, that is bound by a stronghold, that is bound by a soulish appetite and desire that would come to hinder and destroy their life. In the name of Jesus, I command them to be loose. Hey, I command them to be loose. Mikosha, be loose from that addiction. I break the addiction of drugs, pharmakia. I break that addiction of prescription pills. Hey, somebody on this line is bound by drugs, prescription pills, crack cocaine. Hey, weed, mile, lali, leon calamosa, le mandili bi e calaba, alcohol, addictions, ecstasy, all kind of pills. But in the name of Jesus, I command a release. Melebe, a release. Mikosha, a release. Mikata, le mandili mi ikulama, le baladanso, luvangili bi kristi bi undala, lendelebe etolo, ukule mikikanta ashana. Yay, malabasha, yay, mikatalabaso, lubanzi mike. My God, I feel the anointing. Yeke lebalo tule mansilia. Inonomo shati. Minone me shete mea. Lakamakushi. Likasilema. I command that church that is under satanic contention. Father, I know by revelation that the enemy is fighting against the destiny of KCC, against the destiny of its pastor, against the destiny of its music department, against the destiny of its outreach ministry, against the destiny of its money. In the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command that church, KCC Houston, KCC Charlotte, KCC Jacksonville, be released from every bondage, be released from every attack and stronghold, every chain of the enemy. I command your son, be released. Come on. Command the release. Command your daughter to be released from that demon of anger, that stronghold of bitterness. Yaba, 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 mankamo, mukani, likankalama, lebrondolo usta, lakaleme este, livandili vi ikatuna, lekandili mi andolo hoya, rabazi, zebaho, makalumieng, menkanini mikikala, Le bandili bi isa, satano, lukala bahasha. Hey, malabasha, ha, mikatala mande. Command my nephew, command my niece, command my son and daughter, my wife, my brother and sister, my grandmothers and grandfathers to be released from all satanic contention. Be released, be released. I command every child on this line to be released from every satanic bondage, every demonic stronghold, every chain, be released now in the name of Jesus. You listening to me? They got to be released from that thing. The angel came to protect the body of Moses. Why? There was a fight over his body. There was a fight over, just like there's a fight over your emotions and your finances, your church, your marriage, the work of your hands. There's a fight because you're carrying something. And the only way you're going to win is you got to be willing to do what? Fight back. Y'all got to hear me now? Because if you don't understand this, things are just going to keep happening in your life. Things are just going to keep manifesting in your life all because you won't pray. Ah, malama shikalamanda. You got to pray. You got to believe God Take God at his word and fight. Hey, shatalama. Le mandili ankolo mokulali. Lilele belebe seite. Ye banki bi ikumundili asa. We are praying today. Isaiah 54:17. That no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And we are decreeing that any weapon the enemy has deployed against us, hey, be stripped of that weapon now. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, any weapon the enemy has deployed against my life, die, be stripped, be destroyed. Boomerang. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that every weapon that the enemy has fashioned and formed against me, against my life, against my children, against my house, against my family, against my business, against the nation, America, against the nations of the earth, against the continents, in the name of Jesus, every weapon of sorcery, every weapon of diviners, every weapon of medium, every weapon of mysticism, every weapon of rebellion and pride, every weapon of witchcraft, black magic, hexes and vexes, wrong prayers and enchantments, every weapon financially, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, may the enemy be stripped of that weapon right now. Every trusted weapon, every best weapon, every good weapon that he has deployed, I exercise now by divine authority and strip every enemy. I strip every adversary. I strip him. I strip him. I strip him of that weapon of witchcraft. I strip him of that weapon of sorcery. I strip him of that weapon. Hey, against my mind and against my finances and against my body. I strip him of the weapon of infirmity and disease. I strip him of the weapon of disobedience. I strip him now and declare and prophesy that it will not work. Whatever he is doing, whatever weapon he has deployed, whatever weapon of mass destruction that he has deployed against me, whatever arrow he threw at me, I command that arrow, boomerang, 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 bye-bye, shata, lebe she, leba soto, ukuma, likandelebe, libandilebe uda, Lavala Hazia, Zika Talamanda, Halalobohokoto, Rokobo Kubashi, Ilele Bandili Osia, Le Mandili Mi Ikalalaya, Yay, Halaba, Yay, Malaba, Yay, Makalaba Sitolobosha, Handele Behe Talabasia, Lilundili Mikivaladaya, Le Balahatia, Le Katalaman Salamahobia, Yebiankele Mandia, Yelele Behosha. I prophesy that it will not work. Your words will not work. Your judgments against my life will not work. Your spells, your hexes, your wrong prayers, they will not work. Your false prophecies, they will not work. Your manipulations, your cages, and your mind controls against my life, it will not work. Hey, lift your voice. Hey, Malabashata. Le manko mukalili miye lelele andala mayaya yani osuni mikanini miinta romonde lelele bala yay alabaja yankalabasa sitoloboko taya in the name of Jesus. Have what you say. Are you listening to me today? You have what you say. Got to pray. Got to believe God. Mande bebebe kosa. Why? Because the devil is trying to destroy you. This is not a game. We in a war. And the enemy is after you. And he ain't playing with BB guns. We walk in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. Hey. Alabashata la mandia, mekere manda la masa,
So you are decreeing today that because he's trying to destroy me, it ain't going to work. The devil has an objection. He don't want you to have victory. I said he don't want you to have victory. He wants you to go under. He wants you to be destroyed. But for this cause, Malabasata was the Son of God manifesting that he might destroy the works of the devil. My God, what a what a powerful scripture. I was born to destroy his expectation. So I'm decreeing that any hope and any expectation the enemy has concerning my life, I override that hope. I said he has a hope for me to fail, but I override that hope. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, any hope, any expectation the enemy has concerning my life, I override it. I override it. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that any expectation, any hope that the enemy has concerning my life, concerning the life of my children, concerning the life of my family, concerning the life of my husband and my wife, concerning the life of my business, concerning the life of KCC Charlotte, Houston, Jacksonville, concerning those who are connected to me at home and abroad, concerning America, concerning the nations of the earth, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, I override that hope. Let his hope be aborted. I defy every satanic hope, every satanic expectation, every satanic projection, every satanic prediction, every satanic imagination concerning my life, concerning my movement, concerning circumstances of my life. Let it be terminated. Let it be destroyed. May it not come to pass. It will not stand. And it will not come to pass. I cancel his counsel. His counsel will not stand. I declare that the hope and the expectations of the enemy concerning my life, concerning my ministry, concerning my calling, concerning my grace, concerning my finances, may his hopes be aborted. May his expectations come to null. May it fall to the ground and die. I declare that I will not die. I will not die spiritually. I will not die financially. I will not die politically. I will not die influentially. I will not die physically. I will not die emotionally, but I will live. As a matter of fact, I declare that whatever the enemy has projected concerning my life, let the opposite occur in the name of Jesus. I will not be hurt. I will not go under. I will not be destroyed. I terminate his expectation concerning me. I terminate his expectation concerning my family, concerning this nation, concerning the nations of the earth, concerning my church. I set in motion the overriding power of the blood of Jesus. Hey, I overthrow thrones, sorcerers, dominions, every wise man, every false prophet, whatever it is trying to do. I set in motion the overriding power of the blood of Jesus. I command that blood to go into full effect now. Fight, 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 fight. I command the blood, just as the blood of Abel cried from the ground. May the blood of Jesus cry, hey, from the heavens and abort, 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 and override every expectation of the enemy concerning my life, my future, my destiny, my ministry, my anointing, my family, my finances, my influence. Hey, hey, may the enemy's expectation be terminated, be terminated, be terminated, be terminated, be terminated, be terminated in the name of Jesus. Yee. Halabashata. Elemandala Ukumandele mehekala masaya. Yi halamojata. We want the will of God to come to fruition in our life. So we got to stop everything he's trying to do. Strange happenings. Hey, we take a hold of what's ours. I said we take a hold of what's ours. But we got to be violent. Ah, got to be violent. Come on. That's why wherever you are, you should be praying fervently. You should be praying with power. You should be praying with tenacity. Come on. You should be praying with strength. And don't be afraid to pray it. Pray it with power. Say in the name of Jesus, I take a hold of what's mine. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take a hold of what is mine. I declare that anything that is mine is finding its way to me now, and it's finding its way unrestricted. Hey, laba, haya, handele, mendeleme, mukunia, hey, hamasa, yika, likolobo, sotolebe, limandilibikita, likankele meklestolo, lulalalamandia, ankandidiosha, whatever is mine is finding its way to me unrestricted and unhindered. I confront every garrison. I come against every wall of the enemy. I command every wall to come down now. I command every wall to come down now. I command every wall to come down now. Let resistance be broken. I command good health to be mine. I command a sound mind to be mine. I take a hold of wisdom. I take a hold of peace of mind. I take a hold of promotion. I take a hold of enlargement, the glory, good health, advancement. I thank you that I will be promoted. I will not be destroyed. I will not go under. Hey, halabasomia, yan kalamayaya, yan selebi, hey, tolobohobia hashata. Hey, makoshaba, take it. Take it. Take your house. Take your husband. Take your family. Take your money. Take a hold of what's yours. Take it. Take it violently. Take it with fire. Take it by force. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Obasha. Yemanda. Yamanoso. Robio Shokoma. Lemandele Beikala Labasata. Handala mala mandelelebe, le mandolobo sotolelebe, mi kandiriosha, yes Lord, o ban shara mandiriosia, yendere di ala mandala la ki ala mandolobo sita, ye ba shakande, e erere di ashata, andala mohosa, God getting ready to bless you. I receive that, Lord, that is my word. God told me this morning, Proverbs 23 and 25, he told me that my father and my mother was going to be glad. And he told me that he was going to cause my mother to rejoice. He told me that this morning in prayer. I didn't even know what it said, but he spoke that to me and I had to find it. He said, your father and mother will be made glad. He said, I'm going to cause your mother to rejoice. I said, be it unto me. Hey, halabashata. Every expectation, great expectation that your mother and father had for you, God said, you're going to make them glad. I want everybody right now, everybody, and I did say everybody, I want everybody to sow that seed right now of $23.25. Go to the Cash App, $PBCJR. PBCJR. Website, briancarn.com. Go there now. Don't hesitate. Move. Right now, go to the website. Go to the website, briancarn.com. Go to the Cash App, $PBCJR. You can sow it online at the website. You can mail it at P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239, $23.25. And that's for Proverbs 23 and 5. That you're going to be the most honorable child. You're going to make your parent glad. You're sowing that because you're going to make your parent glad. God told me that this morning. I received that. Said he's going to make my mother to rejoice. Hey! And make my mother and father glad. And so shall it be. Because God don't tell no lies. Listen, we got one more day of prayers tomorrow. I said, we got one more day of prayer, and it's tomorrow. And I'm challenging everybody. You got all this time from now until to get a hold of your $500 seed and meet me for watch night in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, this ain't for everybody, but I know it's at least for 500 of you. And I will be releasing the word of the Lord to you for the whole year next year, month by month. I'll be giving you the word of the Lord, meaning I'm going to get it in January. And then after January, I'm going to get the word of the Lord for you for the whole year. And it's going to happen just like God says. You know, God don't tell no lies. He's a man of his word. And he does what he says. I'm challenging every one of you. Don't hesitate. Don't miss this. Don't let the devil cause you to miss this. I don't care what you got planned. Meet me. Watch night service. Where you going to meet me at? I said, where you going to meet me at? That's right. Charlotte, North Carolina. And then on January the 1st, I said, January the 1st, we're going to be in prayer. And we're going to be in prayer that first January, getting in prayer. And listen, I got some things in place that you don't want to miss watch night, and you don't want to miss this prayer service. And then the 14th and the 15th, we'll be in Mobile, Alabama, preparing ourselves for the first service of the underground prayer movement. That's right. And we're going to change the nation all over. We're going to be traveling city to city. And I don't want you to miss it. So I'm challenging every one of you to get a hold of that seed now. You that have a desire to sow it, God's going to see that you get it. I'm looking for your $500. I said, I'm looking for your $500. You're coming with it. Cash. 500 of you. Every individual who has had a chance to hear this, you need to do it. But we are claiming what's out. We beating that devil down. He's mad. Oh, he's upset. But good, because he is defeated. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. You can't be stopped. I'm looking for you tonight, Charlotte. Don't miss this. This is part two. I said it's part two, Charlotte. My God, I'm excited. I told y'all don't miss Bible study. Because my God, God is just opening some things up and bringing us to a revelation of truth. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. I look forward to seeing you tonight in Charlotte. Bible study. I love you. More grace.